Did you ever notice that absolutely nothing in fine print is ever good news?
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
It is time for another installment of our ever-popular Good News Day, in which our crack team of, well, one reporter, my son Steve, goes in search of the wacky and wonderful in hopes of bringing you some good cheer. First up, the story of a couple who discovered a thief in their home when the husband told a joke and heard a laugh upstairs. Come on, is that true, Steve? Yeah, he says it is. It was a dad joke. Meanwhile, in Provo, Utah, a group of students playing hide-and-seek one night in the Fine Arts Center caused a faculty member to call the police. Police arrived but were not able to find any of the students. Hey, they were playing hide-and-seek, you guys. In the UK, terrified neighbors called the police to report a very intense domestic dispute. Police arrived at the house and found a man all alone screaming at a spider. Come on. That's true. Steve says, yeah. He's nodding his head. By the way, did you know what they call two spiders who get married? Newlywebs. Okay, I think we'll move on. Speaking of Spider-Man, a British guy was detained in Seoul, South Korea, after climbing more than halfway up the world's fifth tallest skyscraper with his bare hands. Say what? The guy climbed over 1,000 feet before officials ushered him inside the building. He said he simply took a wrong turn when looking for a restroom. No, actually, he had a parachute and was hoping to base jump from the top. Speaking of South Korea, every Korean-born citizen recently became a little bit younger. Is this the result of some radical anti-aging breakthrough involving creams and Q-tips? No. South Korea decided to scrap its traditional method of counting age in favor of the system the rest of us use. Until now, South Koreans were considered a year old when born. But on June 28, 2023, that system was scrapped and every Korean citizen became a year or two younger. I like that. You know how old I am? When we were married, we had only $100 between us. So we bought a house and put the remaining $20 in a bank account for emergencies. But seriously, Sean Warner of Texas is a retired Army veteran. He always dreamed of being an author, but was discouraged by people who told him he couldn't make a career of it. After being laid off, he decided to pursue his dream. So, Sean wrote a book and self-published it. One weekend, Warner was in a store, sitting behind a table, promoting his book, alone and discouraged. Gerard Swearingen walked past Warner, who says he looked super defeated. So Gerard went back and bought a book. He recorded his conversation with Mr. Warner and posted it to social media, hoping people would watch the video. The video went viral, and Sean's book became a bestseller almost overnight, all because of the kindness of a stranger. You know, I sometimes experience these promptings to go do something kind for someone, and when I listen and show kindness, it doesn't go viral, but it impacts at least two lives, the one who receives my kindness and me. Spreading a little cheer and encouragement is easier than we think. 1 John 3:18 says, "Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth." Today, it might take less than you think to make someone's day. And you might be able to make someone's day by just simply telling them your grandchild's favorite joke. What's green and sings? Elvis Parsley.
Looking for a simple way to help kids connect with the Bible? This month, Laugh Again is offering Rethink, Pray, Do by Simon Camilleri, a fun and practical tool for parents and children to explore God's Word together. With colorful illustrations and 4 easy steps, it helps families learn how to read, reflect, pray, and live out Scripture each day. Request your free copy today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.